June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
It is time for Worst Take, a brand new segment that Bobby Bell created here on 105.3 The Fan. Nominations always open throughout the week on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. And Peyton will make sure before the segment is done that we give away the Luke Bryan tickets to finish up your week. So it is happening in the next 15 minutes here on Sean and RJ. Thank you for being a Tolo. Let's get to the submissions.
All right, so per usual, these can be tweets, these can be articles, these can be decisions. These can, in the instance of somebody like Zach Wolchuk, just be a complete inability to prep for your own segment, to just think you could freewheel something. So we're going to get to all these, and these can be things that we've referenced already during the week or stuff that this is the first time we've run with the air, and that's what we've got with the first one here. Are you guys familiar with Chuck Klosterman?
I know that name.
No.
So Chuck Klosterman used to be a big Page Two contributor around the era when Bill Simmons was over at ESPN. So it was these really long form pieces, you know, with analysis of sports and, you know, a lot of times would work in pop culture and things like that. He went over to Grantland with Bill. He's done some stuff at The Ringer. So he was on a podcast and they were talking about Cooper Flagg. And this may be a dual worst take, depending on if you don't like Simmons's comparison either. But this dude, Chuck Klosterman, gave the most unique and probably worst comparison I've heard yet for Cooper Flagg.
What is your highly specific Cooper Flagg prediction?
I think he's going to have a career like Detlef Schrempf.
Detlef Schrempf. Okay, let's hear it.
I think he's going to be a very good player for a lot of years. You know, I mean, Schrempf, I think, was made All-NBA once. I think he was a third team All-NBA once, played a few All-Star games. But I don't know if he's, I don't see him as a dominating player. I think that he will be the second best player on a good team or the third best player on a great team. I mean, I like him as a player, but I don't, nothing I saw to me, not that I'm an expert or anything, but made me think like he is going to be, you know, unstoppable. I think he's just going to be very good.
I think KG, even though he doesn't have the same height KG has, I think that's the best comparison because of his competitiveness, which is what he's similar to KG. He's just a maniac. Like, all the guy wants to do is win, and every single practice, every drill, he's just like KG was. He just has to dominate everything, and those guys usually are absolute beasts in the NBA.
What's pretty stunning to me about this is, and I'm not going to kill it as much as you think, Bobby, there's two ways to do comparisons. The one that 98% of us do is stylistically.
Right.
Whose game does it look like? Not just...
Or racially, actually, they do that too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what he did here, it felt like.
Well, the other way to do it, which these guys both did, is just talk about impact. Right? I'm like, when you say Kevin Garnett, I got to think of a 6'10 all around defensive stopper who can guard five positions. Cooper Flagg's not Kevin Garnett's size or even 7 foot. Detlef Schrempf, he's just talking about Detlef Schrempf being a 19-9-6 good player, nothing great. So I'm not gonna vote for this, but I am taken aback by them not doing the comparison the way that we all do it in sports. Like, whose game does he remind you of, not his impact?
All right, look, Detlef Schrempf, he had 11 straight years where he averaged 15 points or more.
I'll sign up for that.
Where did the Ouroboros cap? 19. It's not like it was a very clear
still,
window.
They're still throwing averaging 19 points a game.
Yeah.
There's like that. That's a really good player.
Peyton, do you have any idea who Detlef Schrempf is?
Was he a former Maverick?
Yeah, he was. As a matter of fact, he was.
He actually was. He was drafted by the Mavericks.
8th overall.
But like Detlef Schrempf had no handles like Cooper Flagg. I don't think
totally Detlef Schrempf style of play is totally different.
Yeah.
If you say that's who he becomes, like,
right?
Like
his numbers.
I mean, look, I don't care. I don't care where you're drafted. You're signing up for the bulk of your career being around 17 and 7 a night.
Yeah, like, but it would be disappointing.
I wouldn't call it a failure.
Oh, I think most people would.
Yeah, but a failure is Eddie Curry.
A disappointment, not failure, disappointment. Yeah. He's a disappointing player, which I think for a lot of people, they want either hit your stuff or there's just no in-between for them. I think the only thing here, though, is he also says he's like Detlef Schrempf. He'll be like a really good number two on your team. It's like Schrempf was never even the number two on any of his teams. He won sixth man of the year twice.
Yeah.
And in Seattle, when he finally started, it was Kemp and Payton.
GP.
And so, like, I don't know. I thought this one was really bad, but I understand where you're coming from on this. Submission number two is, of course, the one that RJ Choppy had last hour, which is he's just furious still over the Tim Tebow stuff.
This is Brad Crawford, CBS Sports. They did the 25 most dynamic players of the past 25 years of college football. And your names on it that you know them all, from Reggie Bush to Cam Newton to Johnny Manziel to Vince Young to Adrian Peterson. But in the 25 names, again, this is just your career had to be from the year 2000 on. So guys like Michael Vick, not on there, right? But in that 25 years, to say that Tim Tebow was not one of the 25 most dynamic players of that quarter century, who is the all-time touchdowns leader, rushing touchdowns leader of any position, and is the only one to have 20 TDs and 20 pass TDs and rush TDs in a single season, and still holds the record for most consecutive games with both a pass and rush TD. Oh, by the way, a Heisman Trophy. Oh, by the way, a national championship. I don't know how you could say he's not one of the 25 most dynamic players of the last quarter.
This is pretty bad. This is very bad.
I'd like to play devil's advocate on it. I can't, because I don't understand what they even meant by the list.
The devil would be scared to even go near Tim Tebow.
It looked like they were building three different lists, which is what they often do, where they're just throwing out names. It's like, okay, I can't keep up with how you're even defining this. So, yeah, all right, if you were going to say dynamic, well, no, he's not really. He was kind of a more bigger built tank of player. Well, you also had Cam Newton and Vince Young on there, so, I don't know. I don't know how you're defining this. That one was pretty bad. That's a pretty leading contender here. I think the next two have a good shot to topple both of them, though, because we like beating up on people. We're toxic here. We like beating up on our teammates a little bit.
Yeah.
And pointing out when they screw things up. It's like we got the baseball show a record. Broadus is the football scouting show. Gavin Dawson has termed us the most toxic show on the station.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a look first at Zach Wolchuk. Now, Zach Wolchuk likes to do his top 10 segments and break down whatever the thing of the day is. Man, he bungled his segment the other day. He's getting nominated for just not knowing how to prep for his segment when he decided to ask the guys there and just could not keep straight in this montage that you'll hear. Who are the 11 teams with the most appearances in the College World Series?
Would Arizona be up there?
Arizona. No, Arizona's not. They are. Yep, Arizona's one of the top 11. Jackson. Did you guess Cal State?
Cal State, yeah. Fullerton?
Yeah, Cal State's on here.
We didn't get that one.
Yep, Cal State's on here.
Are you talking about the most?
Just appearances.
Just overall?
Just appearances.
USC.
Total. USC does, yeah. But there is one former Pac-12 that's now a Big Ten. They're Oregon. A big program. Not Oregon.
They only got good recently.
It's not Nebraska.
And I don't know how good they've been recently.
Cal's ACC.
USC?
It's USC. Okay. Yeah, the fighting Jared
Didn't
Sandwich.
Did I say USC?
Did you say USC?
Right off the
I don't
jump.
Know if you did.
I did, right.
He's just three of the 11 teams. He didn't know if they got him right. Literally over a quarter of his list, he couldn't keep track of all the. This is bad. I was listening to this in the car. I was like, holy cow, I'm cutting this up. This
well,
is so bad.
It can
I got
be an,
you, Sammy.
It can be an. Oh, man. Let me hear that one more time. Those giggles.
Hey, Bobby.
I got you, Sammy.
This can be a nominee, but it cannot win. Not with the brain farts that happen at this radio station and on this morning show from multiple people, multiple times mm-hmm. a week. So this cannot be the ultimate loser.
Not the ultimate loser. Interesting about USC. They have the most College World Series titles of any team. They got 12. Yet they haven't made it to Omaha since 01.
Brett Boone probably telling them how to hit. Kidding, Brett.
To me, it's for a show that likes to beat up on Broadus for repeating segments
yeah.
or for forgetting things.
Yeah.
Boy, Zach couldn't even keep handle of a list that was directly in front of him.
That's right.
And it's like, come on, how hard was it to remember 11 teams that were on there? Why did you even need to reference the list? You should have known already. Now, submission four is a piece you got, and I just sent it to Peyton so that Peyton didn't have time to preview it.
All right, so I think this was after a firehouse, and Atolo hit me up in the Instagram DMs and said, I taught Peyton Russell. All right, we had Nate Wood, the great Nate Wood out there, Mansfield High, teaching a lot of current and future Tolos, and he said, I have some audio of Peyton that I'd like to send to you. I still have not listened to it. I immediately sent it to Bobby. Is there anything you have? You already, I'm guessing you've already listened to it.
No, I have not. I pulled it up, so I hope there's no cussing or anything in it.
What teacher would this be?
Brian Toomey. That's he was it. My, because I did a sports broadcasting class, like a career tech academy we had in high school. So I think this was my sophomore year.
Yeah.
There were two levels of it, level one, level two. And so he taught me both. He's the GOAT.
Oh, okay. So nice things to say.
So this is what this is basically is he sent a few different files, very short clips of promos or things like that. So this is a montage of the audio.
This is high school?
Yes.
Okay, now remember, I was a possible future country music DJ way back in my day, but the worst take submission here is Hip Hop Peyton.
Oh no.
there's what's Kevin Harlan? Kevin Harlan changed, or not Kevin Harlan, was it who changed his voice over time? Lost his accent, his New York accent, the announcer.
It was not Fast Scurgeon. It was he's crap. On the Burkhart.
How he changed his voice over time. Let's see if this sounds like the way Peyton Russell talks to us today.
This is Peyton, the producer of Hang Time, in the studio, and we're ripping through your radio on 99.9 The Wild.
Pepe, you better hit me with them hot raps, yo.
whoa, nah, man, I'm not a rapper. I'm a rap.
I thought you were a rapper, man. What?
But this is 99.9 The Wild.
Ripping through your radio.
Yo, this is Peyton in the studio on 99.9 The Wild, ripping through your radio.
God, hold up, did they call you Pepe back then?
They did.
Someone created my nickname before me? What do you think of that, Choppy?
This is so wildly uncomfortable.
This is 10th grade, by the way. 10th grade, okay?
Nah, fam, I'm not a rapper.
Nah, fam.
In your studio.
There were too many numbers
in
on
your
that
studio.
List. I think I did like five letters.
Rockwall's most wanted over here.
Were you in charge of editing these, by the way?
Probably.
Because
There's
no way that the numbers, the call sign for the station is 99.99.995, you gave like eight numbers.
Maybe that was some edit. I don't know. Maybe Ryan Toomey was pulling my leg on that one. I don't know. But they were like, because I remember now doing this. First of all, listen, I was like, what? When was this? But so I remember doing this, and they said, have more personality. You know, don't just be monotone with this. So I was like, okay, let me have, some slang to it a little bit, some culture. And, it backfired.
Let me hear it one more time.
This is so good.
This is Peyton, the producer of Hang Time. I'm in the studio, and we're ripping through your radio on 99.9 The Wild.
Pepe, you better hit me with them hot raps, yo.
whoa, nah. Man, I'm not a rapper. I'm a rap.
I thought you were a rapper, man. What?
But this is 99.99.9 The Wild.
Ripping through your radio.
Yo, this is Peyton in the studio on 99.9 The Wild, ripping through your radio.
There it is. Vote.
What a line, though, ripping through your radio.
What a line. 877-881-1053. Worst take of the week. And while you're submitting it on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, that's also the number to call to win these.
Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime.
All right, Tolos, we're ripping through your radio here. Caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets. See Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Who is it, Bobby?
Okay, we're getting up. We've gotten submissions. We've got answers for everybody here. But, yeah, the winner is just in a runaway. It looks like it's Peyton Russell.
Peyton Russell for worst take is trying to be.
I would have voted for Zach, personally. I thought Zach screwed it up.
No, but Zach is listening. He texted me, thanks for the life raft, even though he rejected the Indian food I made for him this week. So, Peyton Russell, worst take here on DFW Sports Station. We got some weight jokes being made inside the NFC East. Ah. Is Dan Quinn letting wide receivers eat a little bit too much in D.C.? The red zone for your football fix is after this. But there's no such thing as eating too much at Hurtado, the official barbecue of the morning show and the official barbecue of the Texas Rangers. You know about the Father's Day special, right? Go to their Instagram page to find out how to pay $25 a piece. That's it for the amazing learning experience at the Dallas location, Farmers Market on Sunday. Harwood is the location. So take pops, take grandpa, take your son, take your daughter, whoever's interested in being a pitmaster. $25 a piece while getting the book Barbacoa to up your grilling game. And you're going to go eat, you're going to drink, you're going to get the swag bag, and you're going to learn for 2 hours from one of barbecue's very best. Do not forget about, again, that's the Dallas location, which also may be your best spot for all the different catering options. HurtadoBBQ.com/catering, HurtadoBBQ.com/catering, and let me know what you're getting inside the globe for the Rangers home series over the weekend with the two different stands inside the building. The official barbecue of the Texas Rangers is Hurtado.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, bingo!
This is the Red Zone, a.k.a. your football fix here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. 105.3 The Fan, Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. One thing we did not expand on yesterday was this Netflix release. We didn't really talk about it as much as I wanted to. I'm a little surprised over the description of this special focusing on Jerry Jones and America's Team. It's titled America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, and it's set to be released on August 19th. And the photo is Aikman, Emmett, Irvin, Dion. I thought we were kind of like following Jerry around today. And it says, a man who bet it all. A series of calculated risks. A team meticulously designed for greatness. This is the definitive story of the Cowboys and Jerry's impact on NFL history. What began as a daring purchase, intrepid business moves, first-hand interviews, never-before-seen footage. This series unravels the dramatic twists and turns on the road to the Cowboys becoming the most valuable sports franchise in the world. So how much?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So this is a history lesson versus present day.
Sounds very historical.
What we can talk about with today's team.
I think it's just the whole trajectory. So I think it's...
And is this footage that he held, like MJ with The Last Dance?
So it's 10 parts, I believe, right? Doesn't say it's 10, 8 to 10, something like it's 8 or 10 episodes. So I think the structure of this is, here's the foundation, here's how we got the... And then probably the back end of it is like... Because they're going to need... In order to tell the angle of Jimmy going in the Ring of Honor, they're probably going to need to... You know, in order to tell that present day story, they're going to need to tell everything behind it. And so I'd imagine this is just a full-fledged bio that they're doing. I know there have been some players, some old players around the facility in recent months who have been there to do stuff with this. And so it's definitely partially a history lesson. I think it's just a full, here's the timeline of Jerry Jones.
What's your anticipation or excitement level for it? We obviously have to watch it for work and play, and we'll play all the clips and all that. But I don't... Unless you're going to give me...
If it's a history lesson...
Three to five new stories, yeah. I don't care about reliving all that again.
If it's just a history lesson, like I'm sure there's a... You buy the DVD from 20 years ago, and it's the same thing, because nothing's happened in the last 20 years. Yeah, you know, if it's that, that's not that compelling.
Will it
be
stories that are not new to us, but are to the country?
No, I think I've never known... Jerry to
not deliver.
I've never known Jerry to mess up a moment and to be given 8-10
except
episodes,
for NFL season
to be given what's 8-10 8-10 episodes to make an impact.
Yeah,
I'm certain he's going to have stuff in here that we're going to be like, did not know that, or did not expect that, or can't believe they showed that. I think
I'm at like a 7.5 out of 10 excitement.
I'm excited. I bet we get days worth of stuff out of this. I bet we're doing it for an extended period, and like not just that. Just like,
I agree. That doesn't mean
I don't think we're gonna have any idea how to sort through like the episodes. I think we're gonna basically feel like we're basically just playing the whole episode on the air. Like I think that's what it's gonna be, because I think all of it's going to be compelling, because I think he knows this is his moment to. This is going to be his. Essentially, this is the story of Jerry Jones. This is the official biography. That he's going to want to make sure that everything you're going to know exactly what I'm all about, and what he's all about is big and the show and that flash. And so I think that's what we're getting.
All right, we move on to the latest in Don't Look This Up. NFL merchandise winners.
Oh, baby, let's do it.
Who is crushing the game when it comes to popularity in the National Football League? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 to see if you can guess. And by the way, Peyton, he did run away and win. Yes. Worst take of the week.
Yep.
Nice.
Number one.
Let's NFL go with merch. Patrick Mahomes.
That's an easy one. Let's go with, I'll just say for sake, Lamar.
0-2.
Saquon
Barkley. He ends up number one. Newer.
Yeah.
Everyone going crazy. Sports passionate fan base and city. Mm-hmm. Number two is Mahomes.
Okay.
Number three.
Oh, so that's not Lamar. Let's go with Josh Allen.
No.
Let's go with Caleb Williams.
No. You can guess as well, Pepe.
Jalen Hurts.
Good job. Jalen Hurts, number three. Why did you think it'd be Hurts, W.I. Payton?
Because they threw in two guesses that I would have guessed, and then the process of elimination.
All right, number four. Has not been named. If they not were named, I already would have said it.
Micah.
No.
Dak. Go ahead.
No. But keep it in the division. Go, oh. You go.
Jaden Daniels. Damn it. I was saying it as you said you go.
Jaden Daniels.
Rob Payton of his moment. Good job, Payton. Rob Payton of his moment. Number five. So a lot of NFC East in there. Number five is in the AFC.
Joe Burr.
Joe Burr?
Well, Joe Burr.
Joe Burr.
No.
Joe Burr. AFC. AFC.
Lamar.
No. And kind of local.
CJ.
Oh, Myles Garrett.
CJ, you might just want to shut off your mic. I mean, you're getting destroyed. No, I think Miles is probably crushing it in China right now or wherever his girlfriend's from.
China.
CJ is number five. Josh Allen is six. Number seven, NFC. Relatively younger dude. Defensive player.
Defensive player.
Nick
Bosa.
I was going to say
Bosa.
No. A sometime guest on this show would be happy.
Oh, my God.
Dallas Star.
Oh, so Aiden Hutchinson?
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson, number seven. Number eight. Don't stray too far.
Goff?
No.
Justin Jefferson.
Uh-uh. Same team.
Jameer?
Amon-Ra?
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra.
At number eight. Micah Parsons, nine. Justin Jefferson, 10. Number 11, an old head who was attending a hockey game last night.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, number 11.
Boy, they just popped up out of nowhere. I was like, oh, is he a Panthers fan?
I'll just give away the rest of the list. Number 12 is Jordan Love, then Caleb, then Burrow, then McCaffrey, TJ Watt, CeeDee Lamb at 17, Lamar at 18. Brock Purdy, 19. Jahmyr Gibbs, number 20. This is the merchandise sales leaders in the National Football League.
Man, I can't. I don't think I ever would have imagined a time where there would be three Detroit Lions in the top 19.
Yep.
And no quarterback. The quarterback isn't one of them.
Cleveland failed to crack the top 50. Three Steelers finished in the top 50.
Where was the next Dallas player after Micah?
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, because I assume, I don't know.
I said Lamb, didn't I?
Yeah, but yeah, I just didn't know.
Zach?
I just didn't know which number he was. That's why I said, where's the next one?
Number 17.
17. Okay, so I would guess Pickens is going to be up this list as the year goes on. I would assume.
Oh, I'm not buying one yet.
No, not.
But I got to wait for that extension.
But I think fans will. I think fans will jump. I bet by the next list, we're going to see he's in the top 20 somewhere of like, ooh, new Cowboys. Because the Cowboys haven't gotten like a new fun toy in a while.
877-881-1053. Well, the jersey size and sale for Deebo Samuel looks to be in XXXL after this Washington Commanders footage.
Yep. Time for our daily off-season segment called Weight Watchers, whether it's about Luka losing it, Deebo Samuel packing it on, but there are some video footage of him running. Now, George Kittle came to his defense.
I saw a belly.
And he came to his defense. And George's not even his teammate anymore, but he went right back at your boy ML Football and said, this is just called group install. He's just jogging. Look, I got to say.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well.
Has nothing to do with anything. It's a.
He's always been a bowling ball anyway. You know, he's always had that kind of bigger,
thicker
body.
But what was the criticism? Was that he was out of shape and slow or that he looked big?
Well, I'll show you.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. But I'm saying, what criticism are we tackling there then? Because that sounds like just
he's
slow. Yeah. Him saying it's group install, yeah. He's not supposed to be running. That sounds like.
Yeah, to me.
That's what I said. It's an irrelevant point.
To me, I'm looking at this and I don't necessarily see fat. I see slow here. It looks like he's lumbering to get to this speed.
He's bigger, dude.
Well, he's bigger. He's always been a bigger guy.
No, he's bigger than normal. Yeah, he is bigger than normal.
He looks big. The only thing I can't tell is that it looks like he's got the jersey and the undershirt. I don't know, man. That one, there's two videos I'm seeing from yesterday, and the one the Commanders put out is the one that where he looks pretty hefty to me. This was going viral yesterday. Stop. It said, Peyton's already seen it. It says, Deebo Samuel doesn't scare anybody anymore.
God.
Someone said I didn't know Kelvin Benjamin was back in the league.
Damn.
Man, watch him run. When you watch him run here, it like looks like he is using every ounce of effort to get to that slow ass speed.
Yeah. And it's not the colors because they're similar to San Fran.
See, yeah, they are.
I think he's I think the video I saw yesterday from, let me see if I can find the picture of
Although I will say this, this video, he kind of looks normal. Now, again, I don't trust anything on Twitter, but right there, he looks like regular Debo there.
See, that's the one where I'm looking at where I think he looks, when you look at him, I think when you pause it right there, he looks bulkier to me.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like he's...
He definitely looks like he's retaining water.
Yeah, he needs to go on a cleanse for like
hey,
a week.
Hey, by the way, Luka looks good.
Does.
Luka Doncic looks good.
He's got that divorce body. He's trying to go back out to the bars and pick up something young and hot. That's what he looks like he's doing right now.
But
he got in shape.
RJ Choppy is still not buying.
I'm not buying it because we see this every year. So here he is at the gym, loading up some plates, doing some harness squat or belt squat or whatever. By the way, I really wish 24 Hour Fitness would have those. Because this is why I'm 2 inches shorter than my peak, is because of the weight on there. But here he is working out, and like he does this every summer. And Luka's problem is the same problem that everybody has. It's not the working out. It's the food, man. It's the diet. You know, you work out 5 days a week, you gain weight. Why? Alcohol, brother. That's it. It's the alcohol. It's the fast food. It's the diet. What do they say, Bobby?
Liquid calories
abs
or death?
Are made in the kitchen.
Oh.
That's right. It's not the diet. He can post all he wants. Change that diet, or he's still going to be the Pillsbury slow boy.
And right now he's got that diet in Europe, though.
Yeah, see? He's got that European diet. Now he needs to come back here. He gets back here. You know, we haven't banned red dye yet.
Oh, RFK hasn't fixed it?
The Maha.
It?
Maha hasn't taken effect yet.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't taken effect yet. You know, 2026.
He does look leaner. You can see it in the face. I always judge by the face.
You're coping here a little bit, I think. He looks, this is it. I don't think this does look like the previous ones. The previous ones we've seen in the past, we've always wondered like, all right, is this an angle? Is this something? Yeah. I think he looks like he's going like, I'll show you guys.
I hope.
I'm going to come in with the beach
pod. I hope he's right
pod.
Because it'll just, in the face, in your face, Nico. I hope so.
Red Zone right here on 105.3 The Fan to get your football fix on the home of America's team. We need to address the rumor that Bruce Bochy is going to retire with the KNC Masterpiece, who have Boch on weekly. We'll do it on the home of the Rangers next.
After we get you over to Platinum Chrysler, Platinum Ford in Terre. We're going to head on over to Platinum Ford. It's next door. It's right next door. It's the same. They're sharing a property line. Adam Vinci is the GM.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
over at Platinum Ford. He's a good dude. He's a good friend of mine, and he is going to hook you up. And he told me a couple things. Right between I-20 and Highway 80, it's worth a short drive to Terrell to save a lot more than that brand new Ford car, truck, SUV, PlatinumFord.com. It's employee pricing month. That's right. They're doing it right now. Employee pricing all month long at Platinum Ford. What does that mean? It means you pay what they pay. Yeah, the people who work for Ford, they get a discount as an employee price. You get that discount this month. You got to go to Platinum Ford. Check out their inventory online. They've got all of their inventory online available to you. The pricing that you're going to have, you pay what they pay. And with the price you see online, that's what you're going to pay. Oh, he also told me when you go in there, mention my name, RJ Choppy, or mention the fan. He'll throw out a free bed liner when you buy that Ford truck or free window tint when you buy that SUV. Just a little bit of a thank you from Platinum Ford. PlatinumFord.com to customize it or drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Ford.
Breaking free is Draisaitl to the net. Score! Leon Draisaitl has tied the series with his fourth OT winner in the playoffs. Final score, Edmonton 5, Florida 4 in overtime.
That sounds like Choppy there at the end.
Yeah, well, I would... Very disappointed in that. I'm rooting for Florida.
Let me ask you a question.
Because of America?
Yeah.
Damn right.
I root for anything.
You're a Florida fan in the stands. Do you think that the Panthers have now just wasted your time? Like, you still had to go to work in the morning and everything. Yeah. Whereas the rush of the game tying goal with like 20 seconds left or whatever, make it all worthwhile.
Younger me felt that way. My dad was big on that. He always felt like that. I wasted 6 months of my season watching this stupid team and they didn't win. I used to feel that way. Now it's like, I got entertainment out of it. That was an entertaining game.
Is this having any case to be made as like the all-time best Stanley Cup final or N?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably requires going 7, of course. I think it's in the mix. I mean, 3 of the first 4 games have been overtime games, and you've gotten 2 dramatic leaps to get to overtime with the extra attacker scoring. It's been phenomenal. And like, you watch this series and there's no doubt that the correct 2 teams made it through and they are by far the best 2 teams.
Yeah. By the way, this would be an RJ Choppy call.
Inside Hairston! Oh! How I Met Your Mother! Legends will swing it outside. Atkinson! But Hairston! Son of Jarrell!
That Superman thing?
Yeah,
I think so.
Too.
Back to you, Corey.
Oh, I was just going to say hockey overtime, it's just so sudden. Like, it just, the game's over now. Like, every other game, it seems like with baseball, you know, you have, if you score a run in the top of the inning, you still have the chance to score a run in the other.
Yeah.
And then in the NBA, you got 5 minutes, is it 5 minutes of overtime?
Well, the intermissions, too, at a hockey game are the absolute best.
Yeah.
But on TV, they're the absolute worst.
Yes. I was, because you have all that excitement of you just finished it off, and I was like, all right, let's go. Like, I'm ready to go. And they're like, hey, we need another 18, 19 minutes or whatever. Now, when you guys were doing your worst take segment, obviously, I know my own worst take, but let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say somebody who used to work at the station tweeted out 1 minute before Edmonton scored their goal. Edmonton looks really slow in this overtime. Could be problems for them.
No comprende.
No, it was not my. There's no way he was watching that live.
Joey Erickson.
That is Joey Erickson.
You throw your own guy under the bus.
Who is tremendous, but I think he should have left his tweet up that said they look really slow.
And he deleted it?
Yeah.
Oh, Joey.
Joey, you can't do
that. That's a little soft.
He's got to give his award back.
Yeah, you can't do
that. He won Broadcaster of the Year for the NAHL this year.
Yeah.
So he's got to give it back now. He's deleting tweets.
That was an otter. That's a soft move. Soft goal right
soft
there.
Soft goal.
From Joey. All right, let's turn to the experts, the hosts of the Bruce Bochy Show. Every single week on this radio station, Corey Majors, your immediate reaction to John Heyman, former GM, who is Mike Bassick's favorite, writing in his latest column, there's Jim Bowden. I'm sorry. Who did I say?
John Heyman.
I was like, John was Heyman.
That's Bobby's favorite.
Yeah, he's got me blocked.
He hates Jim Bowden, right?
What? Yes.
Why are you blocked by John Heyman? I'm sorry.
Because I tweeted some really nasty things at him when he was going through the Cliff Lee reporting 15 years ago.
Twitter existed? I don't think Bassick loves Bowden, but he wrote...
He does not. He despises him.
There's a lot of buzz in the industry that Brian Snitker and Bruce Bochy could retire at season's end. Both are classy people, impressive track records, been great. Disappointing that both of the teams might look to sell at this year's deadline. That said, I would never bet against either one of those, blah, 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 the way they manage. Have y'all thought about this this year? His contract does expire end of the season.
Yeah, we talked about it in year one on the run to the World Series. And that was the, hey, he might only be here for 3 years. That was the discussion that we had. And that's why Chris Young is so adamant that we got to do something right now. Because I promised this guy I was going to give him every possibility to win maybe three World Series. So I have to go get every player I can to give to him, because to get him out of retirement, I had to tell him it wouldn't just be we're going to go out there and kind of roll a team out there.
I want to see if Bobby's interview judgment from y'all's show matches up with reality of what you hear when it comes to Boach's energy or tone.
Okay.
I think Boach sounds tired. I think Boach sounded significantly more just, this year.
Well, it's, I mean, a year and a half of not good baseball.
Yeah. But has he sounded more tired or the same? Because I was like, I don't catch the full thing every week, but I'm like, isn't that just his delivery?
I think there's a difference between just slow and...
I think you're right.
Folks, and then just like exhausted.
No, I think Bobby is right.
Screw you.
I would say it's like, 12 to 15% more tired sounding is what I would classify it with. By the way, I think that's one of the reasons Schumacher jumped over here is because he was like, ooh, that opportunity for not a troublesome franchise is available.
Oh, you mean it's a better? You think it's better than the Marlins?
Yes. I don't feel like that's the boldest statement in the world. But I wonder if
that's a show of record.
I wonder if they had that conversation and they're like, one more year,
100%.
You know, and so I'm not surprised to hear that.
Let's go around the room for Father's Day plans and let us know what you're getting into on the fan text, 877-881-1053. How are you being honored?
You know, that's a good question. All I know is, you know, church that morning, and then I'm not really sure. I guess I'm kind of to the point where I would not mind being honored by just being left alone.
Well, that's the usual number one request.
Yeah. Okay, then that...
And do you think that women are willing to... go ahead and just say, okay, deal. Or is it, no, it's still a family day. And we
know how women are, right?
Are they going to grant your PJ request? Washington?
Are they going to grant your
wife,
request?
I think my wife would.
Well, would you actually say that?
Sure.
And what does that mean?
She knows you like your alone time.
Correct.
You go to another room for how long? Or you leave the house?
No,
or they
I would
leave
prefer
the house.
If they went to another room.
And what's your room?
It's my day, the living room, because I have the most space and I can do the things that I want and everything like that. I would prefer if they went elsewhere and I still had my space.
Corey?
Got to call Dad. Got to have about an hour conversation with Dad. Yeah. Sorry about that, Chubb.
You said you already forgot about it.
I did. What was his name?
I probably wouldn't call him.
And then, so Lucy told me yesterday, I can't wait to celebrate you on Sunday. And I was like, why don't you celebrate me every day, Lucy?
Oh, gosh, Corey.
Oh, man.
That's when she really started to think, and she gave me a big hug. So I got what I wanted out of that.
It's not a tangent.
Emotional manipulation's awesome. Yeah.
Do y'all share an Amazon account with your significant other? Do y'all just have one?
Yeah.
Or do you have your own?
I think I definitely have my own. I don't know whether she uses it.
We have a shared one.
Yeah, we have separate ones.
I saw all the presents. And they're good.
Multiple?
Did you go searching for that reason?
No, I went to go.
What were you shopping for? Prove it.
Something arrived at the house, and I went to go see what our orders were to see what was there. And then I was like, oh, crap. And I saw all of them. Should I have scrolled? No, I did. That's what Fula said, don't scroll.
Never scroll.
But I did. So I'm pretty happy about that. But
did they know before you just said it right now in 100,000 watts?
They didn't listen. No, they didn't know. But Avery sometimes does. Okay. But he's watching Lucy right now. I just want to lay at the pool. Just want to hang out at the pool. Ooh. Start getting the tan ready for the beach. Got to get a little base going. So that's my plan. And I don't want to play games in the pool. I want to hang out at the pool and just relax for the whole day.
Are we good this weekend weather-wise?
I think we're better than we were the last couple of days.
Yeah.
It might get a little rain, but it's apparently better than
last. Man, you should be a meteorologist. It's not going to be 24/7 downpour. No. I think we're a little better off. Better off.
Hey, we got baseball today.
Last week when I looked, it said 53%, and now I think it was down like 23%. So in cloudy, so that feels like a decent day.
Bobby, what are you doing for Sunday, which is also your birthday? Hey! Bobby does this fake bit where he loves attention every other moment of the day, but he hates his birthday attention. He doesn't want anyone to acknowledge it. So if you really have it in for Bobby Belt, figure out how to message him, send him something, acknowledgement on all the socials, because he says he absolutely hates it.
Hopefully nothing. Hopefully we do nothing. I don't know. I'm probably just going to do whatever I'm told to do. So that'll be
on your birthday.
So defeated.
Because it's also Father's Day, and I can successfully get them to block my birthday. I can't successfully get the girl, like,
if your birthday was not on Father's Day, mm-hmm. would you be willing to celebrate Father's Day?
I have to, because okay. that's become a thing lately where the girls have gotten worked up when I don't want to do anything. And
have you told them you want tangible gifts that cost money?
No.
As opposed to this handmade nonsense?
No, I have not said that. Although they usually do get something. They'll usually go to the store and just like, Mom, take us. But like, yeah, Kristen has beaten me over the head with this of like, you just can't take that.
Will
from
it be two separate celebrations or everything Ooh. Into one?
I told Kristen I didn't want my birthday acknowledged. We can do Father's Day. I don't want my birthday acknowledged.
And what is this feeling? Why?
I just think it's weird. I don't know. I don't like that. Like, to me, it's like birthdays are not a big deal. It's just like a passage of time or whatever. I think it's odd. I just think it's weird to recognize and be like, oh, let's make this big deal out of it. And like, let's be overly nice towards you. And it's like, I just please, like, it just
you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Is that not the same exact thing?
No, literally, Christmas is not a recognition. It's literally of, it's year eight. It's your same
date every year.
No.
It's literally a birthday
no,
for the Lord.
Christmas is literally not.
Maybe not literally, but.
Christmas is literally not an observance of the passage of time. Your birthday is.
It literally is a passage of time.
It's Jesus' birthday, year. Kind of.
It's the same day every year. It just shows another year is here.
Yeah.
How are you not understanding, like, measurement versus, like, observance? Like a birthday is a measurement of your time. You're 34. You're 35.
You're observing 36. Christmas.
What Christmas is this, Chop? Huh? What year will this Christmas be?
400
in the history
million.
Of Christmas.
You really should be able to figure this out, Choppy. Yeah, 2025. It's really not that we rolled the clock over and everything.
Hang on. Yeah. That may or may not be true because it could have.
Look, there is a lot of speculation that it happened in actually 4 BC. I hear you.
July 4th. What? Like they will say this is how old America is. Nobody says that about Christmas.
249.
That's not the way we do
so
it.
So you don't celebrate July 4th.
No, July 4th to me is like, it's not, I don't observe it in a day of like, happy birthday. It's like, oh, we're off. Like, that's how I do it.
What holidays do you observe?
New Year's?
Bastille Day?
You do Bastille Day? I know. Christmas, Thanksgiving. I don't know the joke.
I thought you just said no to Christmas.
No, I said Christmas to me, I will, because to me that's not it's not like a birthday. He's trying to say it's hypocritical to not observe my birthday, but to like observe Christmas.
Labor Day, Kevin. Labor Day.
Oh, I celebrate okay.
I'm a big Labor Day guy.
Okay. What if it brings me joy to celebrate your birthday? Can I tell you happy
It's not
birthday?
Yours.
Can I tell you?
It's not yours. It's mine. So it should be.
I'm asking.
This is the biggest fight Chris and I ever got in was about my birthday.
So don't tell you happy birthday.
What is it? What's the bit I'm missing? Go ahead. Spit it out.
No, I'm laughing at your biggest fight was over her. Oh, it was. No, to acknowledge your birthday.
No. Not to acknowledge
my birthday. You're such a self-sabotage.
No. Not to acknowledge my birthday.
Do you acknowledge her birthday?
Not to acknowledge my birthday. She threw. Yeah, I do. Not to acknowledge my birthday. She threw a surprise party and like brought me somewhere. And that's where I was like, no, don't ever do this again.
Did you participate? Like fake it?
Yeah, a little bit. And then we got in the car and she was like, did you enjoy that? I said, no, I hated it. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
And she got so mad and she goes, this isn't about you. It's about the people who want to celebrate. And we got in this huge fight. It was bad. She still doesn't even like me referencing it.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
All right.
The KNC
Mess. And happy birthday, Bobby.
And happy birthday, Bobby. KNC next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.